The North Simcoe Muskoka and District Labor Council hosted its annual Workers' Day of Mourning at Tudhope Park Friday. Mike DeRose, the president of the local group, says while the event is somber, it's important to acknowledge workers' safety. It's important to always strive for better and safer workplaces, he said. Across our region, there are countless individuals who are diligently working day in and day out to keep workers safe. DeRose says there are lots of employers and employees who understand the vital importance of health and safety in the workplace, however, there are still many areas of concern. Over the last 12 months, at least 6 Simcoe County residents have been killed at work. In this region this year, we've seen workplace accidents and we've seen workplace fatalities, he said. Sharon Post attended the event on Friday morning to honor all workers, but specifically her fiancé, Wayne Taylor. We didn't have the opportunity to be married, she said. Taylor, a professional truck driver of 35 years, was killed in a workplace accident in Hawkstone in December of 2007. He was 57 years old. I'm here to spread awareness of ongoing safety, Post said. When you get comfortable in a position, you take shortcuts, and you really can't. Post hopes Taylor's story will help young people realize the consequences of refusing unsafe work. Anyone who has children coming up, or has young children in the workforce already, instill it in them that they have the right to refuse unsafe work, she said. Orillia Mayor Don McIsaac says it saddens him that a workers' day of mourning is necessary. It's important that we continue the fight and give a voice to those who might not otherwise have it, he said. This ceremony brings focus to a struggle and a need. McIsaac says anyone who sees unsafe acts in the community should contact the city of Orillia immediately. I will not tolerate unsafe acts, he said. It won't be tolerated in any form. As the years go on, DeRose says we learn more about how violent incidents are impacting healthcare, education, and other public services. We see workers exposed to terrible violence and other hazards, both physical and environmental, he said. Often management does its level best to suppress those concerns. DeRose hopes all workers in Ontario, unionized or non-unionized, will stand together in solidarity with each other on this day of mourning to ensure that all workplaces are safe. Today, DeRose is especially thinking about essential low-wage workers who work in industries such as food services. These workers are most at risk, he said. They are also the ones who are the least protected and working paycheck to paycheck, as 47% of Canadians are these days. A single day without a paycheck can be the difference for some workers who could be then forced to decide if they will pay the rent, or put food on their table, DeRose says. These workers do not have the luxury of a safety net, he said. They have a government that refuses to give them even really one paid sick day to deal with an illness. DeRose says people can honor those who have been lost to workplace injuries by pressuring employers and governments, and communities as a whole to make good policy decisions and to enforce safe practices. DeRose encourages people to lobby the provincial government to allow all workers to be entitled to paid sick days. We want every worker to get home to their family every day after work, he said. Post acknowledges that with inflation and rents being at all-time highs, it's sometimes difficult for people to refuse unsafe work for fear of losing their income. Yeah, you might lose your job, she said. At least you will still have your dignity, your limbs, and your life.